This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Back on September 23rd of 2017, on October 19th, 2017, the world was theorized to end because Planet X was going to crash into Earth. Well, we're still here and nothing happened. For years, I have heard so much about Planet X, Nibiru, and Planet 9. What are these planets and when are they going to crash into Earth? Joining me to explain what these planets are is author and journalist Nick Pope. Thanks for joining me, Nick.
Thank you.
Before we get into the meat of things, could you tell me how to pronounce Planet X's other name? Is it Nibiru, Nibiru?
Well, I think that's a case of potato, potato, but Nibiru is what I usually use.
Yeah, it's so funny. I went on YouTube trying to find other people who pronounced it, and they just kept calling it the planet, Planet X, and I'm like, I don't think many people know how to say it.
Well, I use Nibiru, and I think that's good. But if somebody says, oh, no, technically it's Nibiru, then I guess we can take the flag.
And also, before we jump into Planet X, Nibiru, and Planet 9, I found that they call you the real Fox Mulder. Why is that?
Well, because I used to investigate UFOs and other mysteries for the British government at the Ministry of Defence. So, and that's, of course, why I commentate on these sorts of odd stories, and particularly when they segue into conspiracies.
Well, so governments do consider this to be real. I mean, they have real departments for this then.
Well, they look certainly at the UFO mystery. I mean, the American government had something called Project Blue Book, which ran for many years out of the United States Air Force. And yeah, we Brits had something similar. And I was lucky enough to have that job for much of the early 90s.
That sounds like a very cool job. I don't know. Like, I think I would like to do that myself. Where did the research take you to? Like, did you find anything concrete?
We certainly found that we had some interesting and unexplained sightings, and occasionally these things showed up on radar and were seen by our own military pilots. But we never had a smoking gun. There was never a spaceship in a hangar. There was never anything you could absolutely hang your hat on and say, well, there it is.
The reason why I've always been curious when it comes to like UFOs and astronomy and the planets is because you have, you know, in this case, the UK government, the US government, we all have departments for this type of thing. And then you have something like Planet X or Nibiru. And it's like, how was that started? Because my assumption is that it was started by a psychic who started talking about this. So is there any concrete to this Planet X?
Well, not really. You're quite right. There was a psychic back in the 80s who made some predictions about the end of the world, I think saying that the world would end in 2003. Obviously, that didn't happen. I think the whole Nibiru Planet X myth, and I use that word deliberately, it is very much a myth, actually goes back to a 1976 book by a guy called Zachariah Sitchin, who wrote about his research, his theories about the ancient Sumerians. And he claimed that aliens essentially came to Earth and seeded various civilizations in that part of the world. And it's the whole roots of the what's now called the ancient astronaut theory. So it's a little bit of a murky past, all to do with pseudoscience and psychics, etc. No mainstream scholars or academics ever accepted any of this.
When it comes to Planet X, and then there's also Planet 9, I mean, is this all the same like stuff that people are talking about online?
Yes, it is. I mean, there are lots of different names for all this. I've heard Nibiru, Planet X. I've also heard people just refer to it as the Destroyer, the mysterious 12th planet, because the original theory by this author, Zachariah Sitchin, was that there were 12 planets. It just depends. I mean, I suppose with things like the redefinition of Pluto losing its planetary status, everyone has to do a recount. But the fact of the matter is that whatever names or numbers you give these things, the whole story here is essentially a hoax.
Oh, man. I don't know. What about the people who have said like that there's a rogue planet going around our solar system? I mean, is that the same planet or are people just making things up? Like, I get so confused because I hate to say it, I kind of want to believe. It's so, I can't imagine that the universe is so big that there aren't these rogue planets running around.
Well, there are all sorts of asteroids and comets, and of course NASA make new discoveries, it seems, almost on a weekly basis. But if there was a rogue planet in our solar system, as has been claimed in these Nibiru theories, we would have known about it years ago for a couple of reasons. Firstly, the gravitational effects on the other planets would have been observable. But secondly, if there really was a huge rogue planet inbound, as these doomsday prophets have claimed, frankly, by now we would see it. I mean, not just with telescopes, but frankly with our naked eye. So unless we're to believe that every single, not just the bodies like NASA, but every single every single amateur astronomer on the face of the planet is in on some big conspiracy, then frankly this is just doomsday nonsense and people are fear-mongering. And yes, on one level it's a bit of fun, but not for everyone. I mean, I think these days this plays into the whole wider debate about fake news, and people see these sorts of stories on social media, and very often, particularly with young people, perhaps can't tell the difference. I've had people come to me genuinely worried about this.
My father, he loves to believe in this stuff, and I think he gets more of a kick out of it than anything, but he always tells me, like, oh, you know, I was reading online that, you know, September 23rd, the world's going to end, and I was actually, today, October 19th, there's all these things that Nibiru is going to crash into the Earth, so it's like, when is it? Is it going to happen today? Is it going to happen tomorrow? At this point, it's like, do it already.
Absolutely, and this is the whole problem with all these doomsday prophets. The original date was September 23rd. Then that didn't happen, obviously. It changed to October 15th. Then it changed again to October 21st. Then they did a clever thing and they said, well, it's not literally the end of the world. It's the beginning of, I think they said, 7 years of pain or something like this. It's classic behavior in the aftermath of a failed prophecy to try and move the goalposts like this. I've heard people try and explain this as we you know, recalculate it. But bear in mind, all this is a very small group of religious extremists and doomsday merchants just making stuff up. And it's not the first time. We've had end-of-the-world predictions many, many times in history. I mean, even in recent years, we had the idea of Nostradamus. Then we had the Mayan prophecies, 2012. Then we had the rapture. The only thing any of this has in common is it's all made up and nothing ever happens.
I was just thinking of all the dates. You're right. Y2K, 2012. Just, you know, every year, I think, has some kind of doomsday thing. But how are people able to just pull these dates out of nowhere? Because sometimes it feels like there is some correlation to it. Or are they just pulling it out of their hat?
Well, with Nibiru, I think what has been done is that somebody has taken a mixture of some biblical passages. I mean, if you go to Revelations, you always have these phrases like great signs appearing in heaven and see the day of the Lord is coming, a cruel day to make the land desolate. So the Bible's full of that sort of stuff. Then you throw in a little bit of New Age philosophy, a little bit of astrology, and people start to try and make these calculations. Frankly, I think it's all made up. And if you look hard enough for a pattern or a connection, you'll find it. I think this is just attention-seeking from the people making the predictions. And if I'm being a little bit more cynical, it's people trying to drum up recruits for a very sort of fringe evangelical kind of religious interpretation of the world.
You know, the reason why I'm on the fence when it comes to things like this and why I get so confused is because, you know, on one hand, you have governments who are seriously interested in UFOs and things that's in outer space. And on the other hand, you have these people who are just kind of fear-mongering, where can you go and figure out, like, hey, man, this stuff is true and that stuff is fake?
Well, I think when it comes to anything to do with the cosmos, NASA is a good start point. And, you know, you can go to the NASA website, and they've weighed in on this. They've obviously come up with all the scientific explanations for why the Nibiru predictions are nonsense. I mean, I think when it comes to all of this, people like to believe, not just in mysteries, but people like to believe in conspiracies as well. I think the idea that there's some big secret that we're not being told is appealing to someone. It plays into perhaps the wider distrust and dislike of government and the authorities that we see all the time. So it doesn't surprise me that these theories are out there, but there are good sources of information. Go to mainstream news media sites, go to sites like NASA, be very suspicious of something if it's just on social media or it's just on some small news site that you've not heard of.
You know, I was thinking to myself, you know, when you go to real news sites, I'm like, man, those are kind of boring. I kind of want the snazzy, there's a big planet coming at the at Earth.
Well, maybe, you know, be glad that there isn't, I
suppose. Right?
I mean, I think there are plenty of real things to worry about in the world. And, you know, my goodness, we could list a whole bunch of them. Iran getting the nuclear bomb, North Korea getting ICBMs. So we don't need to make stuff up about imaginary doomsday planets heading for Earth. And I think that I'm annoyed with people that do make this up because they're genuinely worrying a lot of people. There are people there who, as I say, can't tell the difference between real news and fake news these days. And it is just, it's cynically playing on someone's fears to either, you know, make a name for yourself or to try and push your own brand of religious extremism.
You're right about that. I mean, I've gone online and looked at just, I guess, After Effects things, and you use that for your video production, and you can make it look like, you know, you have a whole team of people behind you, and really you just paid $5 for somebody to create something for you, and it makes you look really legit. So you're right. It is hard for, I know, even my mother and my father, they'll be like, oh, there's something I found on the internet, and it's like, Dad, this is fake.
Yeah, and I think people these days, I don't think, know enough about critical thinking, some basic science. You don't need to be a deep specialist for any of this. You know, you don't need to be a scientist to understand the basic scientific principles that if there really was a rogue planet heading for Earth, you'd be able to see it in the night sky by now.
Yeah, and that's so true. But I was actually looking up like stuff about Planet X, and there are so many people out there who have questions about it, and they're questioning, I think, the wrong things. Instead of sitting there saying, "Hey, is this even real? Where's the concrete evidence?" They're looking for history, and like you said, this history is kind of made up.
Exactly. You're quite right. I've done exactly the same. I've looked online. People are saying they're getting right down into the weeds on this. Like, is it going to be October the 15th or will it slip to the 21st? And is this the end of the world or is it just the beginning of the end of the, you know, end of days? And they're not, as you say, taking that step back, looking at the bigger picture and saying, well, wait a minute, is any of this true? And how can I check?
Yeah.
And I think that's why people like organizations like NASA, but individuals like myself, I've taken it on myself to speak out on this because, frankly, not enough people are doing so.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a one site I went to, and they had a frequently asked questions, and I can't even remember where I got this site from, but I printed out all their questions, and it looks so legit, and they have Caltech and NASA, and I thought to myself, okay, where's the source? I need to see, like, the source articles, because it's hard to believe that any of this is true.
Exactly. Is it in the Times? Is it in the Post? Is it on NPR? Is it, you know, anyone can have a good website. And all these websites and links just get copied around. So you don't really know unless you check whether you're dealing with proper mainstream news sourced from talking to scientists or whether you're just dealing with, you know, a kid in their bedroom who happens to know far more about web design than someone like me ever will.
So what do you do? Do you, as a person who's interested in this stuff, I mean, do you, where do you look? I guess that's my question is like, how do you decipher this information besides just looking for sources? Because, you know, the more, there are more sites like the one I spoke about where they kind of regurgitate stuff they looked on other sites. So you're looking through 10, 20 sites that it just copied off of each other. I mean, how do you cipher through that then?
Well, you have to be patient, I think, and have to, as I say, start with trying to say, well, what does the mainstream media say about this? And what do organizations like NASA say? The other thing I would say is look for the experts. I mean, if you're talking about a story like this that has to do with astronomy and the cosmos, see, look to see what does somebody like Neil deGrasse Tyson, what does someone like Stephen Hawking, what do those sorts of people say? And so track it that way, not just through the organizations, but through the individual experts who we know are qualified to speak about something like this.
Well, thanks so much, Nick, for joining me. I really appreciate you taking time out from your day to speak with me. For those that are interested in knowing more about you, where can they find you at?
My website is nickpope.net. It has a lot of information about my government work on investigating mysteries and in looking at and very often debunking conspiracies.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.